This is 88.5 NEPM. Alcohol and gambling. In Massachusetts, state officials are fighting about who gets to be in charge of liquor licenses at the state's three casinos. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look of the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Colin Young from the State House News Service on the line. Welcome back, Colin.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
In the state budget passed last month by the Massachusetts House, lawmakers switched the responsibility for alcohol licensing enforcement in casinos to the Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission. So that role is currently being done by the Gaming Commission itself. Colin, why is a Mass Gaming Commissioner concerned about this?
Yeah, this would be a big change for the Gaming Commission. And commissioners say it really could complicate their enforcement and oversight of liquor licensing at the state's casinos. What's at issue here are the restaurants at casinos like MGM Springfield, Encore Boston Harbor, and Plain Ridge Park Casino. Right now, the Gaming Commission handles those licenses because the alcohol world in casinos is sort of a world in and of itself. It functions a little bit differently than licensing for other facilities, other restaurants and bars around the state. So by having the ABCC, which usually handles liquor licenses, step in and be the one to handle the licenses for restaurants at casinos, it would create this situation where the Gaming Commission has responsibility for enforcing the liquor laws as it relates to the bars on gaming floors, but then there'd be another agency responsible for enforcing those same laws in the restaurants on the premises. So you'd have two agencies sort of overlapping in a real small confined space.
Well, after weeks of waiting, the Senate Committee on Ways and Means is set to release their proposed spending plan this week. What's known about what'll be in there, or maybe, Colin, what's likely not to be in there?
Well, a couple of things that we know will be in there will be a proposal for universal tuition-free community college. This is something that Senate President Karen Spilka has been pushing for a number of years now. The state recently took the step of reducing costs for community college for people who are 25 or older, but Spilka wants to go all the way to universal. There's one report that says that could cost the state about $170 million a year. We also expect to see a new public-private partnership that will be focused on creating additional childcare seats across Massachusetts. One thing we don't expect to see in the Senate's budget is the full cost of the state's emergency shelter program. The legislature and the governor have taken this approach where they're going to appropriate generally about the same amount of money they always do for that system in the actual state budget. And then they have these tag-along supplemental budgets that can provide additional funding as it's needed throughout the year. And it looks like it's going to be the path they continue on, at least as fiscal year 25 gets started in July.
Advocates for ballot questions are out canvassing again for signatures to push their ballot question onto the November ballot. This phase of signature collecting comes because the legislative committee tasked with analyzing the budget questions declined to endorse any of the proposals. So that means voters will decide this fall if the final push for signatures is successful for each question. Colin, is there anything surprising here?
You know, it wasn't a big surprise to me that the legislature passed on all of these. Lawmakers typically don't get in front of these kinds of questions. In a lot of cases, people are trying to bring these to the ballot box this November because they're issues that the legislature has shown really an unwillingness to address the last several years. So typically, they don't decide that now is the time for them to get involved. What's more typical is if a question were to pass in November, the legislature could come back and rewrite it. That's what they did with the 2016 ballot question that legalized marijuana.
So even though these questions, of course, not finalized on the ballot, the campaign has already begun, including the opposition. So organizers of one group have filed paperwork with the state to fight a measure that would boost access to psychedelic drugs. Briefly, what does the organized opposition to this field of questions look like?
There's a lot of opposition out there. Essentially, every question that's still on track to go to the ballot in November has some type of organized opposition created to try to stop it. And, you know, that's also a consequence of the legislature's decision not to act here. that it really kicks off a full-fledged campaign, both people pushing for their questions and also people trying to educate voters about what they're going to be asked in November and maybe why they should vote no or block a question.
Colin Young is the deputy editor at the State House News Service in Boston. Colin, thank you.
Thanks, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.